In a rural Dallas County neighborhood at the bottom of a snow-covered ravine, Paul David Benedict is directing a short film titled Quiet Forest.
All right, action.
Scott Sipker plays a spy who has tracked down another spy, and he wants information.
Call her back, and I won't have to kill her.
The conflict escalates to a gun battle. Sipker and Benedict are part of the production company Iowa Filmmakers. With a third partner, Brandon Dunphy, they founded it a year and a half ago to make short movies that look like traditional film but are distributed only through the internet.
What we're really trying to do is take web video into the mainstream to this maturity that we're all just really hoping we can create.
Sipker says to reach that goal, they need more exposure, so they've committed to releasing a constant stream of new material.
So I hear you think you know something about Iowa.
Last month, they got some of that extra exposure from their two-minute YouTube video, Iowa Nice.
You think we're all hillbillies? Well, 4 out of 5 of us live in the city's punk.
Filmed and released days before the Iowa caucuses, Sipker talks about Iowa's attributes in a variety of locations like the state capitol, a farm field, and a city alleyway.
The next time you fly over, give us a wave. We'll wave back. We're nice. That's right. We're nice.
With 1 million views in 1 month, they generated national attention. But short videos like this aren't the main focus for the company.
Do you fancy yourself a true criminal?
13 months ago, they began a serialized crime drama called Valentine Road, set during the Prohibition era in Des Moines, following the activity of gangsters.
You're just a hothead. Young, restless. You're gonna die on Sunday. And on Monday, nobody'll even remember you were alive.
This month, they finished a 15-minute pilot episode, and director Paul David Benedict says they plan to screen it at film festivals with the goal of generating interest and funding so they can complete a full season.
Ideally, we would like our content to be available for free. Obviously, we need to be able to make some money off of it, and so people would have to sit through a few advertisements as they're watching.
Benedict says he's not sure if ads from YouTube can generate enough revenue, so they are looking at online subscription service models like Netflix or Hulu.
The state government has just passed a great tax incentive program to draw films into the state.
In addition to Valentine Road, they've launched another web series called Marooned, a mockumentary comedy about two actors moving back to their home state after a tax incentive for filmmakers is launched.
Been in L.A., the City of Angels, for about 6 years. Never thought I'd take my next big step in Iowa, though, I'll tell you that. Nobody does.
This series is inspired by Iowa's now-ended film tax credit program, and while the events in the series are fiction, Benedict says if Iowa's film tax credit program was still active, it would not affect his company, because the tax credits were designed for larger studio-backed productions.
If there was a reinvigorated program here in Iowa, which we definitely hope there will be, it'd be great to see it structured in a way that, by all means, brings in these large productions, but also helps the little guys with a proven track record to do this the sort of work that we're doing.
To fund the first episode of Marooned, they used the online fundraising site Kickstarter. They received $2,400 from 93 backers, most giving less than $50. Benedict says he's humbled by the support. Before resuming production on Marooned, Iowa filmmakers say they want to demonstrate their ability to produce multiple film genres, so this month they created the 4-minute espionage action movie Quiet Forest. They shot it Saturday and released it this morning on their YouTube channel.
Where's she taking it?
In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.
Where's she taking what?